You are back on 3CR 855 on your dial, and you are listening to Green Left Radio. And we are really happy to have special guests in the studio today. With us is Mercedes Zanka, who is the producer and host of Uprise Radio here on 3CR, and Sienna Highland, an artist and community organizer. And you're our first in-person guest since the breakout of coronavirus, so we are really happy to have both you and Mercedes, Sienna and Mercedes, they're from Black Spark, a community space bookshop and gallery in Northcote, Nam. And welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chloe. Thanks, Jacob. Hi, everyone.
Thanks so much for having us on. We're very excited to be here.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, just to tell our listeners a little bit about Black Spark, you know, its history, what goes on there, and maybe discuss some of the campaigns that Black Spark has, you know, been supporting, and, you know, some of the work they do in the community.
Absolutely, yeah. So Black Spark is really a community space that that began through the COVID lockdowns, realising that people needed a place to gather and to come together after the isolation and despair of being disconnected for so long. We really wanted to create a space where people felt welcome to come together, to create and to collaborate through the next stages.
Yeah, and, you know, as you know, with coming out of lockdowns, we sort of came together. The social and political landscape was really shifting really rapidly, and so I suppose we were wanting to recognise the importance of spaces in which to gather once we emerge from that, which were welcoming and also safe to do so, that allowed people to engage in whatever way that they were able to as well, given the situation socially and you know, health-wise as well.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool history. The fact that it started in this, you know, really kind of sad, bleak time. I guess you know, maybe tell listeners a bit about what is happening to Black Spark now. You do have a campaign that's happening to keep the doors open. So yeah, just tell our listeners about what's going on.
Yeah, so we've been open for just over, coming up to 10 months now, and through that time there's been a really incredible kind of outpouring of support from the community as people have kind of come through the doors wondering what this space is about and wondering kind of how they can be involved. And effectively that has meant people coming in to do an incredible range of events, exhibitions. We've been supporting young artists to kind of bring their work into the community and really work together to work with people to determine what the community wants to see and what we all want to make happen. So we're currently coming up to our lease renewal, and so we've decided to put a call out to the community to support us going into the next few years so we can keep this space entirely donation-based, free of charge for all the people who come through our door and for those who kind of, you know, are excited to work with us to discover what Black Spark is still becoming.
Yeah, and we've sort of, since we've been open in that 10 months, you know, it's been a space where we've had art auctions and fundraisers for different community events and solidarity actions, and it's a space where people can have organising meetings, workshops, skill shares. And I think, you know, we were just discussing on the way here, it is really exciting and kind of pretty overwhelming in a really wonderful way just how much support the community has given us already, and how exciting it is to think about what the potential of the space could be by it being free and open and available for anyone to use to, you know, whether that be artists or musicians or organising groups or action planning, you know, learning, book launches or poetry, poetry launches. It is a space where we really want to foster the relationships that are built within our community to make those things happen, and also that we can work together with people to make the space what they want to. It is really dynamic, so what they want to make of it too, and the events that they want to see happen. That's really sort of what is behind why we really want to keep the doors open.
Absolutely. So the space is entirely volunteer-led, so it really is organised by the community and for the community, and so that space is really, really welcoming. When people do come in, it's to work together, it's to collaborate, and it's to really foster and develop what that collaboration means in absurd and uncertain times.
Sounds really inspiring, Jacob.
Well, I guess I wanted to sort of go into, I guess, probably you know, having a bit of a discussion about, I guess, why it's sort of important for people to kind of support this campaign. Because I guess I sort of want to make a political comment that, I mean, you can respond to, because I think it is definitely relevant to your sort of what you're trying to do. Because I think any sort of grassroots group or any group of people who have tried to organise an event has always found that it's actually quite hard to find venues. Most of the council-provided venues are often quite expensive, even under the community rates. And then sometimes they have very sort of strict sort of definitions of what constitutes a community. Like, you have to do all this sort of paperwork, etc., have insurance and so on. And I guess, and of course, there's probably another issue as well that, you know, space is actually increasingly privatised. Yeah. Like, you know, a lot of what used to be, you know, very good sort of public spaces have been sort of eroded over time because of increased rents, and, you know, grassroots groups like yourself have actually struggled to kind of maintain it. And I guess, yeah, in response to some of those sort of comments, you know, why is it so important for people to kind of support this sort of campaign?
Exactly. Well, what you've just touched on there is what was one of our major reasons for wanting to bring the space together. Effectively, you know, through COVID, we saw all our communal interactions go online, and we saw the difficulties bringing those spaces back, and really felt the lack of communal spaces to gather, to practice, to rest, and to really have the discussions about where we're going from here. And so that is why we feel it's so vital to keep a space where people can come together and to really determine what it is that they're going to be doing themselves and with each other. Yeah, and that's why it does feel like a rarity these days to have a place where people can come without the expectation of having to pay enormous amounts of money. So that's why we're so excited to keep doing the work we're doing, and have really been overjoyed by the response from people in local areas and from all the community groups and artist groups doing incredible work through the space so far.
And I think also, you know, as you mentioned, you know, getting into particular public or council spaces does require you to do a lot of work and paperwork and things like that. And I think that a really important part of Black Spark is that it allows people to interact autonomously. Or, you know, in not as individuals necessarily, like obviously as individuals but as part of a collective, but to come in and use the spaces the way they see without any expectation. You know, we really tried to set it up without an expectation of how people need to interact with the space or what we require of them, more than just on a logistical level, I suppose, of just running an event, you know, so people can engage in the way that they want to.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty cool, like, inclusive, you know, free kind of space. And, yeah, like Jacob and you were saying, under capitalist society, these, you know, free public spaces like Black Spark are becoming less common. I mean, the right to even use our streets or parks, it's just, it's constantly under attack by capitalist cities. It's just always been contested. So, I mean, it does seem like we're running out of spaces to meet and organise and think. We do have a mental health crisis here, and, you know, part of the reason is because, you know, we are becoming more and more isolated, you know, on our computers, online, and, you know, with the coronavirus as well, that just became so much worse.
And that was a big part of Black Spark.
Yeah.
You know, we did, it was a deliberate intention not to try and make the space really push it out to the communities through online channels. And, you know, we do have social media accounts and everything like that, but a big part of intentionally was to try and get people where they could to come through and actually, you know, be in the space when it suited them, and to build it up that way rather than sort of trying to formulate an online presence to get people there. It was and as you said, you know, I'm just going to throw in a little segue, getting out of the streets, that, you know, being out on the streets and using public parks and the public spaces is increasingly becoming more difficult. So I think alongside spaces like this, where we are in a building and organising, doing things like that, it's really important that we do stay out on the streets and take up that public space, because, you know, let's not let them take it away. You know, it's space to use, so we've got to also keep getting out on the streets as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think you've just touched on something really important that is actually, you know, comes to one of our reasons for wanting to bring this space and have this space be accessible for people so that we can continue to share the skills and learnings and the knowledge really necessary for engaging in public spaces, for engaging with what it means to be a part of a community, and to really strengthen and develop the relationships that are at the heart of, you know, everything we want to do.
Mm. Yeah, well said, Sienna. So how much needs to be raised? I mean, is there like a target or a, you know, deadline that people can sort of work towards? How can people donate and support this campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the moment we have a Chuffed campaign up and running with a pretty ambitious, let's say, target. We've just been let know by our real estate agents that we only have a month by which to renew the lease. So we're setting that we want to raise this entire amount of money, which is another 20 grand we have to raise, by mid-October.
Yeah, so our total target is $30,000. The Chuff campaign, we're pretty overwhelmed by the support already. We've raised just over 10,000 so far. We do have a few events in the works. You know, obviously we've kind of hustled to try and throw some gigs and things together, which we'll do, we'll talk about perhaps shortly. Yeah. It's an ambitious target, but we are really, also recognising that with people within our communities, the difficulties and the financial constraints. So we are also working out to try and reach beyond our communities as well to sort of reach out to the broader broader networks to try and find support. So it's ambitious, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And it's also, it is ambitious, but also, by raising this money in one lump sum, effectively, we can ensure that the space stays open and free of charge and accessible for the entire year, and that the volunteers working through the space and everyone who comes through the doors can be assured that they know how the space is operating and that they don't have to, not be involved because they don't have the financial means to put on or to run or to create whatever they want to see through the space. So this is,
That's what it's for.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And it is exciting, even though we're still in an undecided about whether our doors will stay open, but it is already really exciting about the number of events that people have engaged us in to try and run for next year. So, we're sort of tentatively got things going, without the decision being made yet. So, there is still that need or desire to have it see it come through in the next couple of years as well.
Great. I think you mentioned you wanted to, we are sort of, we probably have about three minutes left or 4 minutes left, but I know that you have a digital campaigning and social skill share coming up. You can check that out on the Black Spark community Facebook page. But are there any sort of events that you want to promote?
Yeah, so this Sunday afternoon we've got a Acoustic Delights gig. So we do have a rehearsal, soundproof music room and rehearsal room as well with PAs. So it's a really good live music venue. And so there's a few great artists, Lasumo, Tom Riccioni, Emily McCarthy, Will Tremaine and James Hoyle will be playing. So we've got a really cool lineup. So that's happening this Sunday from 4:00. We have a next Friday, the 23rd, we're having a little community outreach and volunteer day. So if anyone wants to get involved, and so we've just got some letters for the people in the local area, and just anyone that wants to come in, be involved in the campaign, or even just chat about what Black Spark can be, or any events. It's just an open gathering for people to come and check out the space, and we're going to be doing a little bit of community outreach about the campaign. And we have currently in planning stages for the start of October, we're organising an art auction. So we've already been in contact with some incredible local artists who have been connected to Black Spark throughout the last year or a couple of years, and some new people will come on board. And so we're, watch this space. Hopefully in the next week we'll have, something a little bit more solidified. So keep your eye on our socials, because that'll be happening, and that's pretty exciting.
Sounds awesome. Definitely be getting involved in that. And what's the address? Is it St. George?
Yeah, so once again, everything can be found on the socials, but we really are intent on creating in-person relationships, so please come by. We're at 235A St. George's Road, Northcote, Naam. And, you can find a whole group of people there. There's always someone there to have a chat and get to know each other.
The entrance is via on Gladstone Avenue, right. So you just have to go around the corner. The number 11 tram stop is right there. And it's the Croxton station that is, you know, just a relatively short walk, and there's a bike path as well. So in terms of, you know, of getting there, that's how you can come and find us.
Very accessible. We definitely want to see Black Sparks continue. You know, very like encourage listeners to dig deep and keep supporting Black Sparks doors to remain open. They do a lot of great stuff. Yeah, we don't want to lose this independent, people-powered space. It's got a bookstore, it's got a gallery, music, and yeah, you can show your support just once again by making a donation to the Keep Black Spark Alight Chuffed fundraiser page, and we'll also make sure to add this to the Green Left Show's podcast description. And before we run out of time, is there anything else that you know wanted to tell our listeners?
Come by and see us.
Yeah.
It's a really, it's not just events. It's also a really nice space to chill and rest, or, you know, have a cup of tea or coffee and just sit and read a book if you want to. It's really, and the conversations, whether you want to have them or not, are always there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, it can be quiet, it can be whatever you want to make of it. So come and...
Yeah, absolutely. And let's work together for creativity, learning and liberation.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mercedes and Sienna from Black Spark. And, I'll hopefully come back soon and wish you the best of luck with your campaign.
Thanks so much. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much.